It's Super Tuesday, March 1st, 2016 AD. This is The World View. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. 595 delegates on the block today for the Republican nomination. Ted Cruz was campaigning for 155 delegates in Texas on Monday. Family Research Council leader Tony Perkins is doubling down on his support for Ted Cruz. He says rumors indicating a shift of support to Marco Rubio among evangelical leaders are false. Meanwhile, Hobby Lobby's David Green announced he's supporting Marco Rubio. Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama is endorsing Donald Trump. He said he hopes Trump can fix illegal immigration. Liberal magazines like Salon are rooting for Trump as well in the primaries for two reasons. He's softer on socialism, and he'll be an easier beat for a Democrat in November. Colorado Right to Life issued a statement encouraging votes for non-establishment candidates that will commit to defund Planned Parenthood. The pro-life group pointed out that George W. Bush funded Planned Parenthood with $1 billion more than Bill Clinton did during his 8-year administration. You shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, Exodus 18. Take a public stand for righteousness, and you'll get persecuted for it. Felix Nagole supported Kim Davis's stand on his Facebook account, complete with a scripture verse, and now he's been expelled from his college. Nagole was pursuing a master's degree in social work. The university says the student's views on homosexuality would affect, quote, his ability to carry out a role as a social worker, unquote. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5. A University of Virginia student has been detained in North Korea for 2 months and was filmed making profuse confessions and apologies to the North Korean government. Otto Frederick Warmbier is accused of dislodging a political sign in a Pyongyang hotel, according to reports from CNN. The Supreme Court will hear arguments on the appeal for the Texas abortion law tomorrow. With Justice Scalia's death, now pro-life advocates expect a 5-3 decision if Justice Kennedy upholds the pro-abortion position. Otherwise, if Kennedy takes the pro-life position, the case returns next year for a rehearing. Justice Kennedy has gone both ways on abortion rulings since 1992. Best Picture in the 2016 Academy Awards was given to the film Spotlight, a drama that exposes the pedophilia scandal in the Roman Catholic Church. Also winning awards were The Revenant, Room, Mad Max Fury Road, and The Danish Girl, all R-rated movies that highlight rape, child abuse, sexual slavery, and transgenderism. The Kendricks film War Room did not have a prayer at the Academies. The film Risen on the Resurrection of Christ was not mentioned either, but it is still holding at number 4 in the box office in its second week. Another school shooting yesterday, this time in Ohio, north of Cincinnati. The 14-year-old suspect burst into the cafeteria, firing off his .380 caliber pistol. 4 students were wounded in the rampage. The suspect attempted an escape, but a canine unit ran him down in a nearby field. You can expect gas prices to rise. Oil is up 30% over the last 11 days. The Dow dropped 123 points yesterday to finish February slightly up for the month. And Breitbart points out that college loans now exceed a third of U.S. assets. The 2014-2015 school year witnessed another 10% increase in student loans. Americans are still nervous about self-driving cars, and this is not helping. On February 14th, Google's self-driving car misjudged the speed of an oncoming bus, colliding into the side of the bus. The collision only resulted in minor damage to the car, and by the mercy of God, no one was injured. On Monday morning, a Navy SEAL, Edward Byers, received the Congressional Medal of Honor for his role in an Afghanistan hostage rescue in 2012. Byers saved the lives of several of his SEAL team while throwing his body over the hostage Dr. Dilip Joseph to shield him from enemy fire. Dr. Joseph told CNN Byers was more than worthy of the reward and credits the SEAL with giving him a second chance in life. There's another example of the principle Jesus Christ gave to us when he said, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friend." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. on this Tuesday, March 1st, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.